All right, joining us today, we have Coach Tim Cool, the Chillicothe Hornets boys basketball team, Class 3. How you doing today, Coach?
Doing very well, thank you.
And we just want to thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you're probably in school right now, but we appreciate you giving us an interview and some of your nominations. So why don't you start with the two boys that you've nominated?
I nominated junior point guard Nate McKitty and sophomore guard Cade Snyder.
And so if we're starting with Nate, who is a junior for you guys, I believe he played point guard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what did he kind of provide to the team this year, statistic wise?
Oh, statistics. He did a lot. He was he did pretty much everything for us. He was our second leading scorer, which is tough to do as a point guard because he's a great leader on the floor. So he was also able to score points as well as get everybody where they needed to be. And, he led us in assists at 139 assists and averaged 5.1 assists per game. He was our second leading rebounder from the point guard position, averaged four and a half rebounds a game. Our leader in steals with over two a game. Our second leading three-point shooter, shot 38% from the three-point line, hit 29 threes, and also was our leader in free throw shooting, which is really good. It's great when your point guard is your best free throw shooter. That's a great thing. End of the game, obviously he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, and so he knocked down free throws for us all year, and just had a great year. Just a great leader, in the locker room, on the floor, just a great kid, and he won some games for us. Just end of game situations, hit a couple big shots, one buzzer beater. But the great thing about Nate is he would tell you that he just wants to win games, and he plays so hard for his teammates. He's a team guy, and just really fortunate that we have him back for another year.
And if we're looking at Mr. Snyder, I called you guys' game up there at Richmond in the district final, I believe, against Lafayette County, and mm-hmm. Kind of a pure shooter. Am I right with Cade? And he's very young, but kind of a two guard for you, right?
Yeah, he's kind of a, he can play about anywhere for us. He's been everything from a two to a four. He's pretty comfortable in the post, even though he's not fully grown yet. He's still got a lot of growing left to do. Like you said, he's young. He's just a sophomore, but he's very savvy, and he does have a great shooting touch. He's just really smooth and just that classic shooter. He can really shoot it. He was our third leading 3-point shooter. Hit 28 threes for us, and he was our leading scorer, scored over 300 points and averaged a little over 12 a game, and also averaged 3.5 rebounds a game. So he does a lot of good things for us. Very competitive. He and Nate both just really competitive players, and they're doing it with great character. So it's a lot of fun to have those kind of kids on the floor. But, we're fortunate. Cade's back for two more years. Both these guys love basketball. Cade's grown up in a basketball family. So he understands the game. He gets it. He works really hard at it. So you put that God-given ability that he has, and then you combine that with hard work, and he's a really good player. So they both had great years, did a lot of good things for us. We won 18 games, and we're looking forward to next year. We've got a lot of kids back, including these two, obviously. So Nate and Cade have both been really big for us, and like I keep repeating, but it's so important, they're just team guys. It doesn't matter to them who gets points. They just want to win games, and they play really hard for each other.
Of course, and if we're, I know you're sitting there saying that, of course, both of these guys are coming in back next year, and that's a big, it's kind of hard to fill a leadership role when you have a leader leaving, but right now you got two leaders on your team that are coming back, and so what do you, I'm assuming you expect big things out of this team next year.
Yeah, we just want to, start next year where we ended this year. I thought we were playing really well down the stretch, and that's something that we work toward every year is to be playing our best basketball at the end. I feel like this is a group that's going to continue to get better because of their practice habits. Everything we do is predicated on how we practice. If we're getting in there every day, and some of our goals include getting better every day. We want to be better today than we were yesterday, and these guys work really hard at it, and that's why I think we continue to improve throughout the year individually and as a team, and I think these guys will do that again. There's no reason for them not to. We had a great summer last summer. I look forward to another one this year, and then going right into next season with a lot of kids back. They know our system. It's just a matter of them continuing to work hard, and I know they'll do that, so I think we're just going to continue to get better.
Yeah, and a big saying for me growing up when I was playing was, you know, why not us, was a coach would always tell me. And that's something that big that resonates with kids at that age. You know, it's, you know, why not you, and putting that work in that time, and it'll get you to the next level for sure.
That's a great point, you know, and that's, you know, I've told our kids that, you know, we've put in a lot of work. So, you know, why shouldn't it be us? And that's a great point. And you know, the kids keep working hard and we're looking for big things.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your day again. And I hope to call some more games from you guys next year. I know we'll be doing girls too as well. So we look forward to what you guys do on the court next year, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate your coverage.
No problem. That was Coach Tim Cool, the Chillicothe Boys Hornets Class 3 basketball team, joining us on KMZU. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.